our group did a more like Girl Scout kind of slut scout theme where you earn badges for doing different sexual things. And one of them, I forget what the name was, but you had to be quote unquote colonized by the Brits and have, you know, like either Bossy, Ace, or Jay in you or around you at any given moment. And so I got both of the British boys at the same time. And I was like, I'm being colonized. I've tried on outfits, but I am not all packed. That's for damn sure. I've just been like throwing shit into piles that's like, oh, need to pack this, need to pack this. Thursday and Friday are going to be really intense. So
I'm a procrastinator. I'm usually getting things in Amazon and some other spots like literally a day or two before we leave. But
yeah.
What's your packing strategy for Hito? Do you like... So like for each night, do you organize all the pieces of your outfit together?
Yes.
Okay.
So great question.
Yeah.
And great tip, guys. Strategy for packing, because there's so many little like things like, so for example, leprechauns or St. Patrick's Day or something like that. So that's the hedonism theme, but then our group does like some kind of spin on the theme. So we're doing Slut Scouts. Mm-hmm. And so I have everything from like a beret to a neckerchief to pasties to a sash to the green rave shorts. So that all goes into a Ziploc bag all together.
Usually an Amazon bag from something.
Exactly.
Those slide bags.
Yes, exactly. I don't buy shit. No. Yeah. I have my separate bags. But yeah, so that all goes into a baggie so that it's easy, you know, at when 6, 7, 8 o'clock rolls around, I'm coming from the pool. I've been, you know, drinking all day. That's different this year. But, you know, it's easy just to know exactly what I'm wearing and throw it on.
Yeah. So they did this theme, oh God, a couple of years ago. It's been a while since they've done it. And I remember what I wore that. I wore white lace lingerie with a garter belt and garter. And then I just put on green, you know, like the green beads that you wear. And then I got green shamrock stickers. Mm. And I had stickered them like down my side of my body, down my ribs, and then down kind of making like an S shape down my thighs. Mm. And I really like that iteration of it because it was like white and just green. And I don't think I wear a hat or anything.
That's hot.
Put a couple stickers on my face too, like green stickers.
Yeah, I have noticed with you, you lean more lingerie. Mm-hmm. I lean more rave.
Yes.
And to each his own, you know. Yeah. I feel my most party-ish in that, but you seem to just... sexy in their own ways, but yeah,
that's what brings out my sexy. Like I enjoy the rave, but I feel like when I wear rave clothes, I get more like fun, sillier, dancey, like that kind of play. And if I'm trying to embody like my inner feminine energy, lingerie, animal print, that is what I need. Like lace, stockings. That's just my mojo.
That is a really great point, and maybe it would help me moving forward to plan more around lingerie. So I do have lingerie for the BDSM night. Our group is doing a red light special version of it. So BDSM night, most people go black, right?
Yeah, chains, yeah.
Yeah, and so we're going to maybe stand out unless other people are doing this too, but you know, wearing red. And I am wearing, oh no, I changed that one. I'm wearing a rave bottom. That's so funny. I was originally going to do lingerie, but then I was like, I don't feel comfortable in this. So
yeah, that's what it comes down to. At the end of the day, whatever makes you feel comfortable, like, because that's what's going to make you shine bright, your personality, your authenticity.
Yeah.
And that's what people gravitate to. At the end of the day, those clothes are coming off anyway. So
yes. So I'll be posting and, you know, people will see, but I think if I end up in any lingerie, that'll be awesome. And I'll be channeling my L Because you will be so missed this year.
This is going to be so hard for me, but I'm happy that you guys have a huge group going again, and I'm going to live vicariously through all of your stories and pictures.
So super quick, this episode is all about, you know, setting my intentions, talking about some, you know, things we've done in the past. And Elle has been 7 times,
yeah,
is that correct?
Mm-hmm. 7 times.
So you just have so much wisdom to impart and tools. however, we did a full episode on that in episode 14, tips and tricks. And in episode 15, we actually interviewed the organizer of Hedonism Swing Breakers, Julia Lane. She's awesome. Definitely go check that out because you get a lot of, again, tips, tricks, insights.
Yeah, just behind the scenes about Hedo itself and like the history of the resort, which I thought was really cool. Especially so for me cool. being there for 7 years and watching the evolution of the resort. I really enjoyed listening to her. So check
listening
that out,
to her,
guys.
Yeah. And then at the end of that episode, we had asked questions on Instagram and answered them. So there's a lot of really good tips and tricks there. Mm-hmm. But what we did last year that we found was really helpful was setting intentions before going and then at the end reflecting on how we did with those intentions.
Yeah, it's so interesting to see how it changes.
And how our voice changes.
Yes.
So this will be similar. We'll see how my voice changes after my week in Hedo. But obviously mm-hmm. we're doing this beforehand and then we'll check back in at the end of this episode with how I did.
Yeah. So let's dive in. So, well, here's what I want to also talk about. The things that I re-listened to episode 14 recently. And the thing that I noticed, we let up on our own self-care. We partied a lot. We had 2 friends that were DJing, so we just wanted to be, and some of them were daytime, some of them were nighttime parties. And so we just wanted to be there for support and see them and dance. And then we gave up on naps. We also did some podcast recordings while we were there, and that took away some afternoon time for recovery and chill. So that was the theme that I got from last year. It was a great time, but we definitely forego some of our self-care. So I'm wondering, is that something that you is one of your intentions? Not to plant one in for you, but actually as your friend, I'm saying you better take care of yourself.
I was gonna say, since you don't have to do this for yourself, I'd love you to help me come up with stuff. But yes, one of my major intentions is to treat this more like both a party and fun vacation, but also a vacation and come back more rested than I was last year. I won't presume to say that I will be fully rested like a typical vacation, but more rested than last year. I came back with strep throat last year. That is a major intention for me, not to come back with strep throat.
That's the swinger disease, is usually strep throat after every weekend.
Yes.
So you talk about wanting more rest.
Yes.
And that's your goal. What do you think you have to do to achieve more rest? Like, what things have you thought about doing or maybe planning in?
Well, so something interesting is this will be my first time going not drinking.
Oh, and that's right.
So that'll be a huge difference. And I think it'll be helpful in getting more rest. So I tended to, when I was drinking, you know, just push through more party, more drinking, more fun, more socializing. And I didn't want the night to end. And I think that I tend to be more grounded when I'm not drinking and make more rational decisions. So
you're already starting off on the right foot is what it sounds like.
Correct. Yeah. So I think that'll be helpful in making better decisions for tomorrow V. Basically, I can check in with myself and be like, okay, how will I feel tomorrow if I stay up until the sunrise tonight? Probably not so great. 3 o'clock is okay. You made it pretty far, you know?
Yeah, like kind of quits. We got a whole nother day.
Yeah. End on a good note. That's another thing that, you know, I've been realizing over this year and the past couple years is that we'll stay up chasing a feeling and then we'll feel like shit the next day. And, you know, we got the good stuff out by 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock. And so end on a good note is probably, it's like, okay, we did the thing. Great. Now it's time to go to bed. I think that's an intention for me this year.
Okay. That's a good call. And one thing that just popped in my head that I want to share that I have found beneficial to me in the past that I've done and also seen other couples do is, you know, you arrive on a Friday or Saturday, typically Saturday, you party hard for 2 nights. And then there have been times where Em and I have stayed in on one of the nights, whether it be Monday night or a Tuesday night, and we don't go out. And sometimes it's accidental. We're like, let's just take a nap after the pool real quick. And then we overslept. And then like, you're just like, at that point, you're like, well, you know what? Like, we're just going to stay in. And we try to pick a night that we're not so excited about. Like maybe it's the theme that we're not so excited about. But at the end of the day, it's like, ooh, well, you know, BDSM night is on Wednesday. That's my favorite night. So we need to rest up and make sure we're ready for that. And so having that to look forward to makes it easier to stay in on one of the nights to kind of catch up. Because we're usually there till Friday. So you've got Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. That's like 5 straight nights of partying. So to take a day in the middle of that is really helpful to just relax and sleep. And T-Money and Mommy did that last year. They stayed in a whole entire night. And I'm pretty sure Jeb and the Builder did that as well for one of the nights.
Well,
and
Jeb had strep.
Yeah, she was sick while she was there. Yeah. So like it does make a difference if you take a night in, but that can be hard for some people with the FOMO issue.
Yeah, my eyes just got huge. Yeah, but I'm like, okay, that – I always think that if something makes me feel uncomfortable initially, it's like, maybe I should do that then. So I might take your advice on that. But a small version of taking that advice is partying less during the day. So a major intention that I have is grounding. And I think not going to the nude pool all day, every day. Mm-hmm. I don't even know where the prude pool is. And for those of you who have not listened to episode 14 and 15, there are two pools at Hedo. One is the nude pool where you have to be nude, and that's the party pool. There's a DJ, and everybody goes there to mix and mingle and
the hot
get
tub
sexual.
Is.
You can fuck around the pool, whatever.
There's a playroom in the back before the bathroom's there.
Anything goes. And so that's the party pool. And then there's the prude pool, quote unquote, where you can be naked if you want to.
But it tends to be closer to like the buffet area. So most people are generally clothed. If not, they're just topless, but you could be naked for sure.
But it's more chill, is what I understand because I've never been there.
Yeah, that's where like volleyball is. And, you know, there is a bar up there, but it's not really a party.
So I'd like to check that out. I'd like to go there during the day. I'd like to leave with a tan this year because
and hang out on the beach too.
Hang out on
literally
the beach.
On the beach.
That is literally on my list, you know. See the beach, do the prude pool. I want to check out the second playroom. So like basically just discover more of the resort. It doesn't always have to be about the party. Mm-hmm. Because also that's how I wear myself out. You know, I do love talking to people and that expends a lot of energy. And so I think it'll be helpful to really have that intention of like, okay, check out a different part of the resort today.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. I love that.
So another part of that is going to workshops. So I know that they hold workshops. Cannot tell you where they are or what they are because I didn't go to one last year. So I have really been enjoying getting back into learning more in this space in New York. And so I want to do that there as well.
Yeah, like in the past, they've had like kink classes. They've had pole dancing classes.
Shibari
icebreakers. But yeah, so like you're going to get a variety of shows. They usually happen at the buffet on the main stage or they'll happen in the gym. But you'll find out the list on that day.
Yeah, so go to more workshops is definitely on the list. So you want to hear my sexual intention?
Yeah, that's what I wanted to hear first.
Okay. So it kind of goes in line, hand in hand. Dorgies. So get stuff out of the way during the day. And I hate saying that, get it out of the way, because that's like – it gives it like a negative connotation. But essentially, free myself up to have more fun. I, again, have more fun at night.
Yeah.
how do I say that? You know, free myself up so that there's no pressure on, I didn't have sex today. I didn't take advantage of my time here, you know, at night.
Yes.
So have sex when I'm feeling it during the day and when I'm more energetic, you know, that has been a common theme this year, common takeaways, you know, that is when I'm energetic. That's when I'm going to give my best game, mm-hmm. give my best head.
Yeah.
And so I really, really, really want to take advantage of Dorgies.
Yes. Yes.
I also want to do Nuru again. Mm. My only experience with Nuru, which is like a massage, it's like a seaweed kind of base.
Super lubey, edible.
Mix it with water and do it in a little kiddie pool on a bed.
Uh-huh.
Jess and Ace brought it last year, and that was all of our first experience with Nuru, and I think you guys have done it since, correct?
Yeah, we have our own set now at the house, and it is. It's in a smaller setting. It is definitely sexy, erotic, and very intimate and very intentional because you're sliding your whole body across each other and touching and feeling and, you know, it's slippery. So I found that we did it twice last year. We did it with a group of six and that was really erotic and sexy. And then the other night we did it with like 10 or 11 people and it was like it was just too many people and then it became silly. So I would recommend if you do it with a smaller group if you're looking more for that erotic, intimate type of a feeling with it.
I would like that because I was part of like the 10, 11, 12 person night. And it felt incredible, but I want to do it in a very sexual, sensual, intentional way. Rub our bodies up against each other and like, you know, massage is a huge turn on for me. And so, you know, that's where Nuru comes from. Nuru massages where a massage therapist like actually rubs their body against you, right?
Mm-hmm,
and then you can see it in porn or whatever. So go check it out. But I also look forward to kind of having that experience with friends that haven't experienced it before. So Holly is coming and Freya is coming. So two of our unicorns in our group. And I'm excited for them to hopefully have that experience and see people that I haven't seen since last year and have sexy experiences with them. Not necessarily Nuru, but yeah.
Yeah.
New experiences with old friends that I haven't seen in a while. And then last but certainly not least, butt stuff. Because 2024 is the year of the butt.
Nice.
So I am planning on, you know, having a very clean diet while I'm there. I always feel best too because I'm going to be naked the whole time when I'm not eating a ton of carbs. Like I'm eating, you know, salads and stuff like that. It keeps the digestive tract flowing.
Yes.
And also makes me feel best in my skin.
Yeah. I say I always lose weight on these vacations. Like I don't do any desserts, no treats because you're naked all day. So you're so aware of what you're putting in your body and how the food makes you feel. And you just always want to feel good, you know? So I love that.
Yeah. And so just mantras that I want to keep in mind when I'm there is get out of my head and into my body. And so grounding is the intention, right?
Mm-hmm.
Saying, uh-huh. My best self is my rested self.
I love that.
So I got to keep that in mind. And I want to read a book on the beach. That's one of my favorite things to do.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a Facebook group created every year by the organizers for all the people who are going to Hedo. And it's a private Facebook group. And I've been posting in it, starting to talk to people, and other people are like, oh, I'm bringing a book too. What are you bringing? And I'm like, ooh, hashtag Hedo Book Club. So I'm already like getting my demisexuality like filled through this Facebook group and starting to meet new people.
Yes. Oh my God. I love that. Well, good. I hope you embrace the routine of like, as soon as you wake up in the morning, just grab your book and go to the beach, be naked and just read outside and sunbathe. Because it's so quiet in the morning, because that was my routine. I would usually wake up at 8, 9, or 10. I would sit by the water. I'd swim. I'd meditate for a little bit, just take in the view, read, and then I would start my day. So it was a nice little me time that I had. So I encourage you to do that.
That's a great intention, and I think it'll be a lot easier to achieve this year because, like we said, it's going to be a different vibe this year without our DJ friends being there and not feeling the need to go and desire to go and support them constantly. You know, it's like, I don't know any of the DJs, so, you know, yes, I want to go to parties.
I'm very curious to hear how the music is because it was really good last year because of our two groups. It definitely shifted from the previous years where it was a little bit more EDM-like and definitely better vibes, where I feel like the previous DJs from previous years were more like
poppy,
hip-hop, poppy.
Oh, hip-hop. Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. Because it's like, you know, it's Jamaica. So it's like, it's got to have rhythm and beat and stuff like that, which I definitely appreciate. But that all day long, like both nights, it's just a lot. So it's nice to mix it up.
So guys, this is the last time you'll hear my voice like this. I can't wait to hear. Stay tuned in 30 seconds after this music. You will hear what my voice sounds like. Wish me luck.
Catch you later. Bye.
But how does my voice sound right now? We waited. We waited a week and a half. If we had done this last week, it would be a different story, but.
Yeah, I would say that your voice is stronger than I expected at this point in time. But it's not like 100%, but it's like almost there. Like you're not too far off from where you usually are.
Well, I'm starting to do editing of like stuff that I recorded in Hito. And oh boy, it definitely sounded scratchy and hoarse, but better than last year. That's for damn sure. And yeah. I gotta say, that's thanks to the supplements that my holistic love L put me on.
Dr. L had you on something. Yeah.
But unfortunately, did not come home strep free. I did get strep throat while I was there. And I mean, surprise, surprise. It's like, I can't go there without
it. It's the swinger disease. It's like the most common thing.
So unfortunately, did not succeed in that intention.
I really want to know, of all of the intentions that you had going into the week, which one do you want to start with? Like, which one, you know, is the first one that comes to mind?
Let's talk about the sexy stuff first.
Yeah. Well, I want to add, so listeners just heard your previous intentions, but we actually spoke live like several times while you were on the trip. FaceTime, we podcasted, and you added to your intentions list. Mm-hmm. So you wanted to make a girl squirt, and then I think it was make a girl orgasm, like you wanted to connect with a female. Was that right?
I don't have that, but I have pegging or strapping. So,
okay.
Yeah.
So more time with a girl.
Yeah, more time with a girl. Yeah. I also have in here a sensory play session and a spanking session with Jess, who everyone knows because she's been on the podcast a couple of times. So, yeah, I can start with the ones that I had said and like set the intention before going. So Dorgies, check. So that check. Happened. I think everyone was kind of on the same page this year, and that was really awesome that we all were getting a little older, you know? Like we appreciate the earlier nights. Not that any of the nights were necessarily much earlier, but it was really nice. Like everybody kind of like was on the same page of like, let's make this happen in the morning in the afternoon. Morning. Yeah, right. Let's make this happen in the afternoon, like early evening before we start getting ready for dinner and everything.
So were there multiple dorgies in different people's rooms and like how many people were in them? Let's get a visual of like what was going on.
I have three in mind and they were all in different rooms. And so the first one was Nuru. So checked another thing off my list with this one. I was on the beach, just getting my tan on, reading and chilling, because that was one of my intentions too, to ground and get a tan. And I was talking with Athena, who was there with me. And we were talking about Nuru, and she has never done it. And I was like, I'm texting Jess, and it was like 4 or 5 o'clock. So when we're saying afternoon at Hedo, that's like 5 o'clock is afternoon.
That's like 1 o'clock. Yeah 12, 1 o'clock.
In normal time. Exactly. So it ended up being the five of us and Holly. And Bossy came in at one point, and it was pretty small, this one, which was nice. And to have Holly and Athena experience Nuru for the first time. But even with, like, you know, six people, it gets to be crowded. You know, you've done Nuru before. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Did you find that it was like their first experience? So did you find it was more playful, or did it get sexy, or was there both?
It did get sexy. So that was when I also checked something else off my list. I was very goal oriented. So I was on top of Ace, and we were like, let's do this. DP. And I was like, I don't know. Like, I'm not ready. But we were talking about how slippery the Nuru was. And it was funny. At one point, Ace was kind of like just – he had just started to put his fingers toward my pussy. And they slipped right in. And I was like, whoa. And he was like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. I did not mean to do that. It was the Nuru, literally. And I believe him. It just, like, literally you slip everywhere. And so I was like, well, maybe this is the perfect time to do DP. And it was. So Jay went in my ass, and I had not been prepping. I had not been doing my homework. And so unfortunately it was very short-lived, but I was like, I checked it off the list. I did it.
It counts. It counts. It counts. If it went in, it counts. Yeah. Yep.
And what was fun is we did this game called Slut Scouts. And the second night, we talked about leprechaun theme. Our group did a more like Girl Scout kind of Slut Scout theme, where you earn badges for doing different sexual things. And one of them, I forget what the name was, but you had to be quote unquote colonized by the Brits and have, you know, like either Bossy, Ace, or Jay in you or around you at any given moment. And so I got both of the British boys at the same time, and I was like, I'm being colonized. So if this is your first episode listening to Girls Gone Deep, welcome. This is what we do here. We love goal-oriented, weird shit. And then we go deep about it afterwards.
So should we go through the badges of Slut Scout, or do you want to do that another time?
Oh, my God.
Because I think that it's
That's a whole thing. So let me go through
We'll hold off on that.
Let me go through my Dorgies. My three Dorgies, and then we'll pause for Slut Scouts, because I think that a lot of the stories that I have will probably be referring to Slut Scout stuff. So good idea to go through the badges. So that was Nuru, Dorgy, fantastic. Another one that comes to mind, actually, we did the same thing again the next day, but for me, it wasn't very Dorgy-ish. That ended up being a little bit more of a playful Nuru situation. I found myself going down on the floor and like giving more space to people who have never experienced Nuru before. And I went on the floor, and we all know how I've been working on getting more comfortable with squirting. And so it was funny. Ace was playing with me on the floor, and he starts fingering me, and I start saying, no, stop. And he like leans over me, and he was like, V, if there is any place that you are going to squirt, this is the place to do it. We are on a tile floor in a hotel, so we don't have to clean it up. And you're on top of towels, because I was just like laying on a pile of towels. And I was like, oh, I guess you're right. And that was what allowed me to let go. So he ended up making me squirt pretty quickly after that.
Nice.
And yeah, and it was really great. And I think, you know, I really thought about it afterwards, and it was that like release of, you know, you and I have talked about it when I had the threesome with you and M, having the waterproof blanket underneath me and not having to worry about cleanup and just switching it out right afterwards. You know, this was essentially that same exact thing. Great. Take the towels and move them out. Put dry towels underneath you when you're done, you know?
Yeah, there you
go. So I think that's a game changer for me.
That is your recipe now. We've got your eye mask is important. We got to be able to change the wet towels if it's an option. Mm-hmm. That's the only way you're going to squirt.
Oh my God, funny. I was like, oh my God, I feel like I'm going to pee. And Ace was like, okay, so worst case scenario, you pee on me and I get a badge for Slut Scouts. Because one of the badges was water sports. And so, you know, if anyone pees on you, you get a badge. And so I was like, oh, okay. So like literally my worst case scenario is still a good scenario. So I was really able to let go. So
wait, so doesn't squirting count as water sports?
Oh.
It should.
That's a really great point. I'm not sure. We need to look at the list.
Up for interpretation. I think it's possible.
Yeah. Okay, okay. Let's consult the list. Guys, we're going to go through some of the memorable badges.
I have it, so I can read it. So I want to read like the basics, how to win a badge, and then we'll go through each badge so people can kind of grasp like what this is. So this was a game created by our friend Jess. She's phenomenal. And then she actually printed these badges to hand out to everybody so that they could be handed out. And within your group of what? There was like 30 of you. Mm-hmm. As I read these, I want you to tell me which ones that you won. And then I will tell you which ones I won.
Yes. So how did you do that, Elle? You weren't there. Right.
I was not there, but I played, Em and I played from home, and we were sending like live Marcos to our friends to get, you know, credit for, hey, you saw this, we get a badge from you now.
So. Yes.
All right. So what is Slut Scout? So it's a no pressure, sexy, silly game of naughty merit badge challenges to complete throughout the week. If you complete the challenge, the merit badge leader will award you with the corresponding badge. So how do you win a badge? So merit badge challenges range from naughty to nice, and some are scout specific. You'll find the complete listing below. Badges can be earned by participating, facilitating, and witnessing. So for example, to complete like a virgin, scouts are asked to try something or someone new. So there's three ways to win: participate in a new experience, witness a great sight you've never seen before, or facilitate a new experience for someone else. Next, the merit badge leader of your new naughty adventure and be awarded the badge. So here are a list of the badges.
Oh my God, there are so many. We can't go through every single one. How many are there?
A lot, but let's go through it. This is yours. This was your badge, V. So it says social butterfly. Go deep GGD style in conversation, obviously. Get your head out of the gutter.
I think that's probably the only like PG one on there.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So the next one is gardening. Mommy needs her veg. Snag a whole veg, not like a salad fork, and present it to her. So I will say I won the gardening badge.
I got one too. And
yeah. So our badge, the way that we won it is Em took a video of our gardening hoe, like literally an 8-foot tall gardening hoe, and started panning down from the hoe down the shaft. And it was like I was on my side and the end of it was in my pussy.
Okay. So how did this come about? Like
it was totally my idea. I was like, we've done a lot of vegetables. And so I was like, I don't just want to do the typical thing in my pussy. So like, I was like, what if we got our gardening tools, like the big hoe or like the little hand shaft or the rake or something. So we did. It was actually the rake that we used that I put in my pussy. And then the next video was me panning down and it was in his asshole.
Yes. Oh my God. I saw those videos and they were fucking amazing. So well done, you guys.
The next was water sports. So Nuru, squirting, and golden showers for all.
So it is any of it.
Yes. Wow. Yes.
I think everybody was kind of thinking along the lines of pee for that.
Yeah, that's what we did.
Yeah. Most. Oh, you did it? Okay.
Yeah.
Let's hear your story.
So the video starts with M laying down in our shower, and it just pans up to me standing over him with my big pregnant belly. And I just peed right on him, and it was so silly. Yeah, so we had a good time. So that's how
I'm just thinking about all of this creativity that, like, you guys must have just enjoyed yourselves back home and, like, feeling like you were part of it. That's one way to get over FOMO. Make yourself part of it anyway, bitches.
Yeah, exactly. And what was friends, our friends were live. So, like, as we were sending them these videos, they were responding back to us like, holy shit, like, oh my God, you know?
Mine was, I got peed on in the shower by Bossy. I mean, there was a lot of peeing on people and in showers and stuff. And, you know, I cupped Holly's pee and, like, splashed it all over, like, my chest and face and stuff. And people were really into that one.
Yeah, well, because it's probably one of the easiest ones to do, and it's a silly one.
Yeah.
All right, next one was spelunking. Explore the depths with renowned caver T-Money for a chance at this one. So this is when we use, like, some kind of medical speculum to spread the pussy open and go caving.
I did it.
You did it?
Yeah. Oh my
God. Wait, were you the receiver or were you the caver?
I did both while I was there. So actually, this is one of the dorgies that I was going to talk about. So one day I was doing a bunch of podcast stuff. So one of my major takeaways from this trip was most of my days were taken up with podcast stuff. And when I wasn't doing that, I was relaxing. I was only at the daytime pool parties, I think twice, which suited me just fucking fine. It was fabulous for me. And I really achieved my intention of, like, grounding throughout the day so that I could be my best self at night. And so this one time I, like, texted Jay when I was done. And I was like, where are you guys? And he was like, come to Mommy and T-Money's room. And I walk in and there had been some shit going on. They were like, oh my God, I got caved. The speculum, da da da. Like, one of our friends, the magician's now fiance, we don't have a name for her yet, but she named her cave. She's Caterpillar Cave. And I've decided that mine is when Jess and Ace saw, like, the video of my cave. It looked like when we are on, like, Zoom together and then we share a screen and it's like that infinite amount of screens and pictures of yourself. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And we were all somehow reminded of that looking into my pussy. And so mine is Infinity Cave. And I facilitated the caving of Spicy Ginger, and she is Pristine Cave.
Nice. Yeah.
But it was so fun to facilitate that. Like, now that, like, our friends have experienced it, it's like, it's a little bit old hat for us now, but I remember that feeling of that first time when we all saw the speculum in Mommy's Pussy at Jersey Shore for the first time. Yeah. It was incredible. Yeah.
Jaw-dropping.
And so to see a bunch of people at this dorgy experiencing that too was really, really cool.
So would you say it was the same kind of, like, awe
yes.
in response? Like, whoa, I've never seen the inside of a pussy like you.
Yes, absolutely.
That's cool. All right, so next one was global action from exploring down under to the Eiffel Tower or crossing London bridges.
So I did an Eiffel Tower and I got that.
Ooh, so you were in the middle of the Eiffel Tower?
Mm-hmm. Ooh. So that was, I'm going to call this guy the director because actually I found him to be very director-like in a lot of the situations that we were in. I met him last year and we've kind of like been developing a relationship over many events. And it was really nice to kind of like build up that sexual tension and to, you know, finally act on it on the second to last night there. And so that night, I'm always talking to people about how I love to be spanked and, hey, do you like impact play? And
yeah.
And he said, yeah, I'd love to spank you. And so we went in when no one was in the room and he gave me like a proper session and it was amazing. And then like he started fucking me and then like Jay and his wife came in and Jess came in. And so we kind of like got the orgy started, which I felt really proud of, number one. And number two, I had a major takeaway from that moment. I've always been intimidated going to their room because there's usually big orgies happening, like no space on the bed, just like, you know, gang banging and like, just like whatever. So when I get there and that's going on, it doesn't facilitate me getting into the mood, getting sexual. I find a hard time jumping into that. However, I love being one of the ones to ease into it and start it, and then other people come join. So that's like a major takeaway for me from Hedo this year is like, be one of the first ones in the room.
I love that. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. It is hard to – I've run into that too in group situations. Like, obviously, I always feel like it's okay to jump in and just like, hey, is it okay if I join you guys? I'll always ask permission first. I won't just jump right in. But I find that it does take a little bit of more courage and like, where do I want to go into and how do I get in there, you know? So I can totally appreciate you saying that it's better to be the, one of the beginning ones and just jump right, you know, be one of the first goers.
Yeah. Well, so you'll be proud the next night, Friday night. I love bondage and shibari. And it turns out the director knows shibari. And so he gave me a harness and tied me up. So I have like this beautiful harness like on my chest around my tits and then he takes it down like across my belly button, down under my clit and up through my ass cheeks and ties it up like in the back. And so it's like rubbing against my clit and that was really sexy. And then he got like a toy, one of those toys that goes like in the vagina and also is on the clit. Like it's like a U shape.
Yeah.
And he started playing with me with that and like tugging the rope. Like it's a good handle for like, you know, throwing me around a little bit. And then he put his dick in me with the vibrator inside of me. And so, and then with all of that sensation, it was so fucking amazing. And by that point, so we started it off again because we were in there, you know, shibari takes a while. We were probably in there for like 20 minutes doing it. And then we started playing and then more people started joining. By that point, the bed was totally full. And so I couldn't get off in that environment, but I kind of like whispered in his ear. I was like, dude, like I could come from that if the environment was a little bit less like sensory overload right now.
Yeah.
So you know, maybe there'll be a round two sometime.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. But oh my God, all of these stories came from the badge. I did an Eiffel Tower on that first night when the director was fucking me from behind. Jay came in, went in my mouth. So Eiffel Tower. And then the director directed Jess to start like licking my clit. And so I actually sent you a picture of that. It was like a really fun little like Tetris-y kind of position.
You were all connected, mouth to pussy to dick to wherever. Like everybody was a chain. I really like that position.
Yeah, that was so, so fun. So some good orgies happened. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was a fire starter.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Well, there, guys, there's a ton more of these badges. So I'm actually going to post the rest on the Instagram story the day that this episode launches so that you guys can check them out. But there's literally like, I think like 20 more.
Yeah. So we won't go through each one, but I will refer to more while going through a couple more things that I did. So make a girl squirt. So this is going to be a question for you as to whether I have earned my badge, Elle. And I guess if you have to ask, you probably didn't. But here's the thing. Another Georgie, me, Spicy Ginger, B and Lolo, and Jay, and the Russian doll, let's say. How many is that? Six people? The six of us had a really nice dorgy. Really nice. It was a sexy, hot, spicy dorgy. I find this so, so hedo. The night before, it was getting really late. We were all like definitely vibing and having a great time. And I was kind of thinking in my head, and I think Jay was thinking, we were all kind of thinking like, is this going to happen? Do we have enough energy? Da, 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 da. It was like getting really late because Jay and I have never played with B and Lolo previously. And, you know, we've known them and really enjoy them. And so, you know, we wanted it to happen, but we wanted it to be good. So I think we all kind of came to the conclusion that that wasn't the right time. So then during the day, the next day, we all found each other and it was awesome. It was like, great, it's on. And so Lolo is a squirter and she's beautiful human inside and out. And I guess she and B had just gotten done with another couple. And Spicy Ginger and I go and knock on their door and we're like, hey, guys, Dorgy time? And they were like, give us just a second to rehydrate. Yes, let's do this. So we all, the four of us go over. I strapped one of the girls. And then Lolo strapped me, and I will tell you, it was one of the first times that I actually enjoyed strapping, and I don't know why.
Do you think it was the dick or the rhythm or the position?
I think it very much was probably the dick, like the dildo itself, and I didn't get the notes on what it was, unfortunately, but And I think
luckily we know her. We can text her.
Yeah. And she's also very, it seemed like this is like something she does often. So like she was very experienced. She seemed experienced with strapping a girl. And it could also be like her size. She's tiny and I'm like slightly bigger. So like maybe she was able to get in there. I don't know. But it was great. And then at one point, Jay was going down on her. And I sat on her face and she started coming. And then I like got off of her face and started like fingering her. Or sorry, not fingering her. This is very important. Very important distinction. I started playing with her clit and she started squirting. Now, did I make a girl squirt? Because I didn't do the fingering and like very specific squirting motion, and she is an easy squirt. So
yeah. At the end of the day, she squirted. Yeah. So it counts. You know, like that's like your whole DP story. Like it got in, it counts.
Okay. Yeah. Because
it doesn't matter if it how it happened. It happened.
There were right? no fingers in her. There was nothing inside her. Like I was the only one stimulating her clit or vulva at all. When the squirting started at that point. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, I think it counts. You won your water sports badge.
I made a girl squirt and I strapped.
Yeah. You have to use strapped because every time you say pegged, I think of a guy's ass.
A dick. Yeah. And of course, I was strapped by Lolo. So those are my like major highlights of like sexual situations.
Oh, that's it? That's all? You literally went through like six or seven, eight stories. And I know that wasn't even all of them.
Well, but isn't it funny? Like, I I know a lot of us like get after it at Hedonism Swing Breakers, but I will say one of my major takeaways again this year was there's an art to balancing friend catch-up time and fucking and having sex. And I think that a lot of couples struggle with meeting each other in the middle with those desires and needs out of this particular vacation when it is a fuck anywhere zone, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A fuck for all.
It's true. Yeah, legit.
And so, you know, there's usually in any couple, like the person with the higher libido who's like ready to get after it at any point. And there's someone like me who's like, I'm happy to talk and fuck with my mind for basically the whole week. So I went back and counted, and I only had penetrative sex with four people. Two of them, one was Jay, and the other was Ace that I, you know, have previously had intercourse with. And then the other two guys I have known for a year since last year and like seen them at more events and never actually had sex with them. And then did it there. And so I think, you know, that's a really big takeaway for me that like it just really solidifies my demisexuality, I guess.
Because yeah, you confirmed.
I met some really beautiful humans this year, but like I didn't want to consummate it yet. Like I'm enjoying the sexual consummate it. Yes, that's a very big word. But you know, like I want to get to know them more so that it's better and more meaningful and hotter when we actually do fuck. You know?
Mm-hmm. I love that. The anticipation and the excitement. That's like a little foreplay. I fucking think that's great.
I have some people on my list that I'd like to engage with in the future.
There you go. So these will be on your intention list for next time. Yeah.
I won't have like an acts intention list. I'll have like a people intention list.
Yeah, exactly. I want to fuck you. I want to fuck you. I want to fuck you.
Exactly. So yeah, takeaways and mindsets. I wanted to go through those. And I also wanted to go through a couple of tips that occurred to me while I was there. Number one, bring something to change into at the airport. So when you land in Jamaica, it is fucking hot. Basically, you feel that wall of heat and humidity as soon as you get there. So one of our friends had a change of clothes and I was so fucking jealous. So have it in your carry-on and you will love yourself. Tip number two, bring room snacks and like powders for drinks to put in water, like caffeinated ones, electrolytes, all that stuff, liquid IV. I don't know if you have specific ones that you would recommend.
So good. Yeah, one brand that I like is Ultima. They have packets too. Their flavors are great. That's always one I always forget. And I think that's a great tip for any weekend getaway lifestyle event. Like bring electrolyte packets.
Yeah, electrolyte and caffeine. So for me, at Hedonism, they have filtered water stations, and you are drinking a shitload of water while you're there, or you should be at least. Actually, tip, we brought two big thermoses with us this time, whereas last year we only brought one and just kept refilling that one. This time it was really, really helpful to have two plus the ones they give you at the hotel because you just want to fill them all up and have them in the hotel room. Like you never know when you're going to be thirsty and when you're going to get to that water station again because you can't drink the tap water. And for me also, you know, the coffee doesn't necessarily cut it for me there. I'm a big caffeine whore and they don't have Red Bull. I don't know if that's going to change anytime soon, but in these party atmospheres, I always find Red Bull to be my thing, sugar-free Red Bull. They don't have it. So some of our friends like T-Money, he was saying he has like some electrolyte powder that has caffeine in it as well. And they bring some of their own sugar-free Red Bulls. So that's where I got this idea. The room snacks, gummies are great late night. You know, I love sour candies. Everyone loves a candy when you bring it out in the middle of the orgy, let's be honest. Yeah. And then when you like pass them between mouths, but then also, you know, granola, just like anything that's like easy and quick energy boosting. Like if you miss the buffet. So you can just
refuel and keep fucking.
Refuel and keep fucking. And also a huge takeaway for me and tip. I literally wrote this in my notes. If you're gluten-free, good luck. because I am newly gluten-free this year and it was hard. I was very hungry. So, you know, I just ate a lot of rice if I wanted carbs. But, you know, I also don't eat meat. So I'm a pescatarian mm-hmm. and I didn't want like fried stuff. And so it was very slim pickings for the gluten-free people. I talked to a couple of other people there and we're like, I'm starving. Are you? Like, well, we're skinny while we're naked. It's perfect. So, yeah, I would bring snacks, like any kind of like munchies that you can have in the room that'll fill you up, whether it's nuts or dried fruits or whatever. Like, I wish that I had had more of those on hand because I burned through mine within the first like day.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
And then let's be real. In your suitcase, when you go to Hedo, you don't really pack a lot of clothes. And so you have plenty of space for things and stuff.
Well, you should. I once again overpacked and thought that I was going to be wearing shit to dinners and stuff. And I did go to more dinners this time. I saw more of the resort. I went to the Italian restaurant. We went to Flame one night. So it was really nice to experience that part of the resort as well. But I re-wore my same two most comfortable dresses twice, like, yeah. And didn't wear the less comfortable stuff. So next year, again, note to self, pack less regular clothes.
Yeah, exactly.
Another tip, get your partner sex out of the way in the morning. So someone gave us that tip. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I find that we often have sex in the morning as well because we're just like connecting and it's just us and we're not distracted and there isn't other people around. So that is our bonding and connecting time. I don't think I consciously like said like we have to do this now, but it just flowed that way because of the way the nights go and the days go. So yeah, I would say that that's our frequent thing is to have sex in the morning.
Yeah. Just like reconnect after a crazy night and you don't know where the night will take you. So all right, those are my tips.
All right. So then what about like nuggets, takeaways, things that you would do differently next year? What's your summary of that?
Okay, so I think the one that I said to you, so I feel more sexual when I start it off in an intimate environment. So I'm definitely taking that into all future parties.
So does that mean you're going to be the initiator?
Yes, I'm going to be the initiator. No, but I'm going to be the initiator with like one person with the awareness that like, hey, you guys are more than welcome to join. When you're ready, like we're going to go do this thing, like come check us out in 15 minutes, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that's a major one. Another huge takeaway from this year was the balance of old friends, satellite friends, and meeting new people. And I think that was a common theme with our group. And I think a lot of people can probably relate to this. Any lifestyle resort or takeover or whatever that you go to. Or sex party, you know, you have your close, intimate friends that you don't live near. So you want to make sure that you get time in with them. However, you have this satellite group of friends that you want to get closer to. So you want to spend time with them too. And then,
so satellite meaning friends of friends.
Friends of friends or people that you met last year at Hedo and have maybe been to an event or two since with, but like not really gotten to know yet.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then meeting new people, which is, you know, ostensibly why we go to these resorts and why our group is 40 person strong. And yeah. I do feel like I met a couple of new people, but it was a struggle. It was a struggle to get out of the 40-person group.
Mm-hmm. With the gravitation towards the comfortable and what you know is so easy than starting from scratch sometimes.
Well, and the satellite friends are already vetted, you know? Like, yeah. Why would I go to, you know, wild cards when I know, oh, these are newer people to me, But so it's it was a challenge to figure out how to balance the time and where to focus the energy. But I wouldn't do anything differently going back, because I had such amazing conversations with every single one of our close friends. Like, I got closer with people that I'm already close to, and I got closer with people that I loved but wasn't super close to before, and made some new connections that I'm super excited about.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't do anything differently, except for going into it with that awareness, you know, just like, okay, this is going to be a challenge balancing all three. Do your best.
It'll flow the way that it'll flow. Like, the universe will take you where you have to go.
Yes.
You
know? Which is another takeaway or mindset that I, you know, implemented and want to continue to implement. Wherever you are is where you're supposed to be, and the experience that you're meant to be having. And this is something that they say at Burning Man all the time, you know, like, you can't worry about FOMO, because you will have FOMO. Like, there's always 50,000 incredible things going on. So you just have to believe that this is what you're meant to be doing right now, and who you're with right now is who you're meant to be with. So, like, you know, you find with 40 people, it's like, wait, where are Mommy and T-Money and Jay and Spicy Ginger? I want to be where they are. It's like, no. You're here with Jeb and the Builder and Jess and Ace, and this is great. Like, that's always a struggle for me, FOMO, but I think having that mindset of, you are meant to be here and this is the experience you're meant to be having, is really helpful.
Yes. Mic drop right there. I think that's a beautiful way to end it, because that is something that I always find myself doing, is shoulda, coulda, woulda situations where I'm coming up with all these alternate scenarios. And you're absolutely right. At the end of the day, I was where I was supposed to be at all times. So
yeah.
Beautiful little ending there. Well, it sounds like,
thanks for listening to my monologues. Trip. Oh my God.
Yeah. It was so much to catch up on. I hadn't heard anything up until this point.
Yeah, guys, we have spoken so many times, like recording other episodes and stuff like that. And then during the week at Hito, and we keep saying like, no, save it for the recap episode. Save it for the recap episode. And so now it's like literally a week and a half after I've gotten back, and finally we found a time to sit down, just the two of us. And it's like, here we go. But anyway, I always wish you were there, but
yeah,
next year.
I miss it so much. But I felt so included. And that was one thing that I loved about all of you guys, was you guys sending me text messages and Marcos. And I had a bunch of live FaceTimes during like the day orgies. I even got some videos of some sex, like, that was happening live on Marco. And so I felt so included. There was something every single day. So thank you so much for like even doing that, because as the receiver of that information, I am not very good at doing that with others. Like, I don't keep my phone on me ever. And so I hardly text message, take pictures or videos. And so I enjoyed receiving that. And then I had to work through the guilt of like, man, like, I don't know that I'd be doing this as much as they're doing it for me, because I'm so present in a lot of my situations that I don't think about who's not in front of me or who's in the room around me and what's going on. So I thank you.
I'm so glad that you felt included. That's awesome.
Yeah. So thank you. I really appreciate it. So it was a fucking great time. And I'm added to the shared album. So I got to see all the pictures.
Yes, yeah.
You know, so I got to see everything I missed.
So guys, check out Hedonism Swing Breakers. It's already pretty much sold out for 2025. It is a dream. Julia Lange, have to thank her for all of her help and support this year. We were there doing our GGD thing and horrible life thing. We had a horrible life mixer in the pool where we just, like, us and our friends, we had waterproof horrible life cards and we brought them into the pool and just started conversations with people. I left a bunch at the bar. So, like, while you were waiting for your drink, you could just, like, you know, read some cards with people and have it be an icebreaker. So lots of great feedback from that. Can't wait to go again next year. It is a dream vacation.
Cool. All right. Well, we'll get your hands on that Horrible Life deck if you go to horriblelife.com or check the show notes and use code GONDEEP for 10% off.
Mm-hmm. And get your sexy supplies at Woo More Play by using the link in our description, our affiliate link. And always reach out to us at girlsgonedeep@gmail.com or on Instagram. Please follow us at girlsgonedeeppod.
Yeah, and check out our website, girlsgonedeep.com. We got some new merch and stuff. So we'd love to hear what you guys want to buy and what you like. So check it out. Thanks for listening, guys. We'll catch you on the next episode.
Bye.
Bye.